one day.
Good morning. My name is Reverend Anderson Jemmett, and minister in charge of the Prerogative Church of the Nazarene, and the pleasure is mine to share with you this morning how I pray that the blessings of Almighty God will be on your life, whatever you do and whatever you say and wherever you go, that the favor of God would pursue you. I want to pause to thank Federal Motor Spears for the opportunity to bring this session to you. Not only for that, for over the years you have been doing an excellent job in helping us to keep this program on the air. We want to thank you very much. We also want to thank the Barbados District Church of the Nazarene for their input also into this message, so you can hear us on a weekly basis. Before I proceed, there will be an announcement come in. I will pause to hear that announcement.
In celebration of International Women's Day, the Church of the Nazarene's District Women's Ministries presents Resilient Voices, Women Who Break Barriers. We are celebrating the courage of women who continue to rise despite their challenges. Come and experience dynamic worship, an all-women's choir, and a powerful word of inspiration from our guest speaker, Minister Andrea Harris. March 9th at 5 p.m. at the Bank Hall Church of the Nazarene. Ladies, we are encouraging you to wear your pink and your purple as we continue to break barriers together. Come and be blessed. We cannot wait to see you there.
I want you to turn in your Bibles or listen to the reading from Psalms 91, and I'm going to read one verse of scripture. That is the first verse that says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pause to give you thanks and praise for another Sunday morning. Lord, that we are in good health. Lord, whatever our situation is, Father, we declare what your word says. Our bodies may not be feeling up to it, but we declare that your word says that by your stripes we are healed. And Father, it does not matter how my body feel or our bodies feel, we just want to declare that by your stripes we are healed. Thank you for blessings this morning, in Jesus' precious name. Now, I want to suggest to us this morning that staying in the house or inside the boundaries of the will of God will keep us in the place where the blessings of God and his plans flow through our life. The portion of scripture that I read says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Dwelling in that place brings joy. Dwelling in that place brings peace of mind. Dwelling in that place, then all around us, everything is going haywire. We can find peace and comfort as we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Now, exiting the boundaries of the will of God will separate us from the power of God and limit his blessings in our lives. And I want to believe that at some point you would have recognized that. When we go against the will of God, it don't always work out well for us. It is only when we draw nigh to God that he will draw nigh to us. As we read in the book of James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, I would have a custom hearing persons asking God to draw them closer. I'm not sure that that is the right prayer, because James tells us to draw nigh to God. So the onus is on you and I to draw nigh to God. And when we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to us. In Hebrews 1 and verse 9, we see the positive results of staying within the jurisdiction of the will of God. This is what the word of God says concerning Jesus. It says, God desire to bless us. God has things laid up for us. Ephesians 2:10 states that the Lord hath prepared paths that we should walk in them. And when we walk in the path that the Lord has prepared for us, then Psalms 91 verse 10 and 11 tells us that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. When we walk in the way that God has prepared for us, no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. We continue to read where it says, "For he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways." It is like staying under the protection of the blood. It did not stop the death angels from passing through. But because the blood was applied, the death angels bypassed the house. Hallelujah. There is protection within your jurisdiction. Go back to Psalms 91 and verse 3, where it says, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowlers and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flayeth by day." Why? Because you have set your love upon the Lord. Therefore will he deliver you. It says, "I shall call upon him, and he will answer me. He will be with me in trouble. He will deliver me and honor me. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation." Only God could do it. But if that is going to happen, you and I will have to stay within the confines, the boundaries of Almighty God, in the place where his wings protect us, where his wings cover us, where the anointing of Almighty God is upon our life. For if the church is going to realize the power of the eternal, and if we are going to be garnered and governed by the Holy Spirit, we need to have our eyes focused upon and our ears tuned into the realm of the Spirit. We need to see in that spiritual realm. We need to hear in the spirit realm. We need to walk, talk, pray, sing, and live in that mighty, eternal, all things are possible realm. Because it is in that realm that God has given birth to us. It is in that realm that we have been delivered out of sin and death and given life by Jesus Christ. It is in that realm that we are raised together with Jesus Christ and made to sit in heavenly places with him. It is said that the supernatural works through our senses, our eyes, our ears, etc. And that is why, in my opinion, if you're going to operate in the supernatural, you need to be living within the jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit. It is there that he can talk to and show us the things that cannot be taught, only caught as the Spirit anoints. It is in that place that we learn and understand and pursue the plan and the purposes of God for us. And if you are a minister for the church that you minister at, listen to the words of Kenneth E. Hagin in his book, Plans, Purpose, and Pursuit, where it says that the church, the body of Christ, has not seen anything like what we will see when we get to that place where we have God's plan and purpose, not only for our lives, but also for the church. And we are pursuing those plans. We are as close to God as we choose to be. And God can only bless us. God can only bless you to the extent that you allow him to bless you. I hear people ask God to draw them closer to him. But God placed the onus on us to draw nigh to him. James 4:8 tells us, "And that he will draw nigh to you." How do I do that? I believe it is through seeking him. I believe it is through spending time with him. I believe it is through operating in Almighty God, allowing him to work his purposes out and through our lives, spending more time up in his face. And I like to use that term because I'm reminded that we need to seek his face. The Bible said, "If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face." Too many who are called by his name is merely seeking his hand, what he can do for them. But he said, if my people would seek my face. But how do I seek his face if I'm not abiding under the shadows of the Almighty? How can I seek his face if I'm not operating in his presence? How can I seek his face if I'm not in the confined way the Holy Spirit can use me? We need to seek the face of Almighty God. Don't just be satisfied with the thing that he gave. I want to thank God for all that he would have given to me or allow me to achieve. But there's more to it than that. Ask Moses. God blessed Moses. God used Moses. God spoke to Moses. Moses heard his voice. But the time came and Moses said to the Lord, Lord, show me your face. Hallelujah. Show me your face. And God said to Moses, Moses, nobody sees my face and live. Yet Moses wanted to see the face of Almighty God. He said, but then show me your glory. And God said, I'm going to invite you up into the mountain. And I'm going to hide you in the rock. I'm going to pass by. You're not going to see my face, but you're going to see my hinder parts. And we are told from the word of God that when God passed by, when Moses came down from that mountain, his face glowed. The presence of Almighty God was all over him. Is anybody seeing the presence of God on you, in your life, through your speech? Is anybody hearing you with the things that you hear? When they come in contact with you, are they saying that you have been with God? No, we need to step a little higher on the round, so to speak. We need to experience God at a different level. We need to get to the place where we know him. Listen to the words of Job. I know. He did not say, I hear or I believe. He said, I know that my Redeemer lives. It was not talking about a knowledge, something that he read. He had a relationship with him. Paul is saying, I want to know him that I may know him. I've got good news for you this morning. I want to know him. I'm striving to know him, not just to be a minister. I want to know him in the place where his hand is upon my life. I want to know God in the place where I'm doing what Jesus did. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. Are you tired of the way things have been? Don't you want to see something more happen in your ministry? Well, I do. That's why I'm seeking to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That's why I want to know God's secrets. The story is told of an elder lady who could not have gone out to church, but she stood home and prayed. And one day she said to her pastor, I want you to go in the village below. I want you to rent this place. And I want you to have these services. For God has promised me 7 men. And the pastor looked in her face and said, no, it's not going to happen. She got hold of her pastor and rebuked him and said to him, if you are as close to God as you should be, he will show you or tell you his secrets. I want to know his secrets. You remember the song that says, I need to hear from you. I need a word from you. If I don't hear from you, then what shall I do? Huh? How long have you been hearing what people have been saying? How long have we been hearing prophet this and prophet the next and apostle this and apostle the next? And oh, everybody seems to be doing their own thing. I want to hear what God is saying. I want God to give me a word for the people that he's causing me to lead. I want to operate in God's plans and purpose for his church. That's the way I want to be. That's why I'm seeking to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. Jesus. That I may know him. But what will it cause me to know him? What will it cause you to know him? Could I suggest to us this morning that it will cause us spending some more time in his word. It will cause us seeking his face some more. It will cause us staying in his jurisdiction. Because when we are in his jurisdiction, it gives us the opportunity to know him. When we go outside his jurisdiction, we go out of our comfort zone, so to speak. We go out of the place of his protection. That's why we need to stay in the jurisdiction of Almighty God. Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. Not only did he know that he lived, but that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And if that was not enough, he said that he's going to see him. Hallelujah. He was not second guessing. Verse 26, he says, "And though after my skin worm destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God." He was confident that he was going to see God. Why would Job be this confidence? I want to suggest to us that he was dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. When God spoke about Job, he spoke of him confidently. When he asked the devil, "Have you considered my servant Job, that he's an upright man? He's one that fear God. He's one that escheweth evil." Could God say that about me? Oh, how I wish he could say that about me. How I wish he could say that about you. He said, "Whom I shall see for myself. And my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." As I continue, let me quote again, Brother Higgins. You see, Jesus is telling him that the reason that there is not a more move of God, and the depths of God, and the depths and the flow of the Holy Spirit, and the fullness of the Holy Ghost today, is because men do not take time to hear from God. Men don't take time to hear from me. This is as God was speaking to him. And they do not take time to follow plans set forth in the scripture. Because the more closely you follow my plans, the more you will be empowered. The more you will see the power in manifestation. You know, I look back over the years, and as I consider today, we ask ourselves questions. Where is the power that healed the sick? Where is the power that slayed the sinners? Where is the anointing that breaks the yoke? Where is it? Where is the exuberance in the lives of men and women who are called by the name of Jesus Christ? And we can find all reasons to put it down to. I want to suggest that we need to get back to that place where we saw the glory of God in our sanctuary. How do we get back there? In my opinion, we need to get back there through our praise, through our thanksgiving, through our worship, through our devotion to Almighty God. To me, it seems as though it has been a thing of the past. Some people don't seem to be comfortable with it any longer. But I want to suggest to us that if we are going to see the glory of God, if we are going to see the glory of God, if we are going to have His presence, if we are going to see sinners saved, then we need to get back to the plans and the purposes of God for His church. Not our church, His church. And I want to suggest that when that is done, things happen. Hallelujah. I want to pause long enough to ask or to say to the Lord, "Lord, if what I'm doing is not your plan, is not your purpose for my life and for my ministry and for your church, well then help me to do something about it. I want to remain living in the jurisdiction of divine revelation." Jesus said, upon this rock of revelation, this foundation of divine revelation from heaven, that he will build his church. He will build this church. Let me say that again. He will build this church. Thank God for the opportunity to serve this church. But it is not my church. When it was dedicated to the Lord. It is His church. Upon this rock, He will build His church. And not only that, but the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's why I'm not just satisfied with things the way that they are. God has promised if it's this church, He will have a hand in it. He will work. He will work His purposes out, and things will begin to happen. But it's not going to happen unless there's a man or a woman that is willing to stand in the gap, stand and call upon Almighty God, stand in the secret place of the Most High, abide in in that place until the blessing, until the anointing of the Holy Ghost began to fill him, and he began to open his mouth and speak what the Lord is saying, what the word of God is saying, and not what man think or what man wants us to say, but the revelation that is coming from the Holy Spirit. And our lives are no longer the same. Our eyes will no longer dry, but tears begin to flow because we have touched the heart of Almighty God, and God is working his purposes out for us. Only if you can understand. You know, I've just gone through a period of sickness. Thank God that I'm here. But during that time, I had some time to reflect. In one of my journals, I came across where a preacher of the past, a well-known preacher, on his day in bed said, if I had to preach this word again, oh, I would preach it so different. I don't know what he was preaching before, but I want to maintain that I want to preach this word as anointed by the Holy Spirit. I want to preach what the Holy Spirit is saying to me to preach, not what I feel. Maybe he saw that there were places where he could have ministered differently and touched lives differently. I don't know. It's not spelled out in the writing. But he said, if I had to preach this word again, oh, how different I would preach it. One of my colleagues said to me, we were in a certain place. He said, Anderson, you know what? You preach a lot of foolishness. I want us to get back to the place. If you are a minister, if you preach the word of God, whatever you are doing, whatever position you hold in your church, whatever you do it according to the Holy Spirit. You are led by the Holy Spirit. He becomes your helper. He becomes the one, your motivator. He becomes the one behind your preaching and your teaching and your praying and your singing or whatever else goes along with it. We need to have the anointing in our places of worship. Hallelujah. Where people are touched, where people are moved, where people are blessed, where the glory of God is filling our pulpits again. But how is that going to accomplish? One writer, I believe it was Ravenhill, who said that if there's poverty at the altar, there's going to be poverty in the pulpit. And if there's poverty in the pulpit, there will be poverty in the pew. If there's poverty at the altar, there's going to be poverty in the pulpit. And if there's poverty in the pulpit, there will be poverty in the pew. I hope we have something to think about. What about your prayer life and my prayer life? Am I seeking God's direction? Am I waiting to hear what the Lord is saying? Lord, help us, the church. Can I say that should be casting out devils? The church that should be healing the sick? The church. Well, let me quote what the Bible says in Mark chapter 16. That they that believe in me, in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In my name, they will cast out devils. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. Read it. Is this the church of today? Is the church of today practicing what the word of God says? Or is it that we don't want to touch some things because of what some people have to say? Well, I come to tell you this morning, I'd rather obey God than man. I'd rather position myself to hear from God and do what God is saying to me to do than what else man may think. Because our God is a jealous God. It was not Peter's revelation when Jesus asked the question and he said, thou art the Christ. But Jesus told him that flesh and blood did not reveal it to him, but his Father which was in heaven. The revelation came from Almighty God. And Jesus is saying, upon this rock, I will build my church. Upon this rock of revelation, I will build my church. The church that God is building is not of stones and bricks. God is raising up a people in this day that fears no one but God. God used Moses and Joshua, another man of giant faith. But one way to say that, when they passed away and people began to backslide, God stopped manifesting his power. But God God wants to manifest his power to us today. Are you willing? Are you ready? Are you open for God to manifest his power through you? Look, you need that power. You need that power. I stood in the church services, a special services, and there were two ladies behind me that was in a conversation, and one said to the other, I came here to hear the jokes. It's time that jokes be over. It's time that our preachings begin to stir life and cause people to take account of their deeds. It is time to rise up, pastors. It is time to rise up, lay people. It is time to rise up, church of God, and obey the promises of Almighty God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, as your word of God forth, Lord, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will be upon it. Some life would be touched. Some life would be changed. Somebody begin to examine his or her life in the name of Jesus. I pray you will have a great day in the house of the Lord today. Again, thanks to our sponsors for the opportunity to do ministry this morning. Have a great day. May the blessings of Almighty God be upon your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because